Blog Talk Radio.
Be advised, 93, please come in associates with the suspect and the victim. This, West.
May William 172, no water warrant.
You are listening to another edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. Brought to you by Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Broadcasting today from Studio A.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat. And we are broadcasting live from Studio A right here in the corporate headquarters, global headquarters of Private Officer International, a private security and law enforcement association. And we're glad that you have joined us for this early morning edition here of the Private Officer Beat. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, as well as Armor College. We're very happy to be on here today. We have a special guest. We'll be talking to him shortly, Mr. Jason Starr out in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're talking today about community services and how we can give back to our community, things that we can do to help make our life better, make the life of others in our community better. There's lots of things that we can do, and we'll be discussing some ways that you can give back. Certainly, you can help with Habitat for Humanity. You can help with the soup kitchens and homeless shelters. You can go down to the children's hospital and read a book, become a volunteer fireman. There's all sorts of ways, really, that you can get involved. And you know, I love to volunteer, and there's definitely two-sided blessings that come with that. But today we will be talking about a different way that you can get involved in your community by providing them with a little extra protection. And that's exactly what Mr. Jason Starr did. He took it to a whole new level, a whole new plateau, and we'll be talking about what he's doing there to help his community. You can do all sorts of things in this world, and sometimes people are driven by money. Sometimes they are driven by their own selfishness, their own rewards. But really, when you give back to your community, when you help others, not only do you feel good about doing it, but almost always you get rewards that come back to you. And so that's what we're talking about today, being a good steward, being involved in your community, and the different ways that you can do that. Also, man, I'll tell you what, if you're like me, you're a fan of Live PD, a show on A&E that is on every Friday and Saturday night. I try not to miss it. In fact, this past weekend was their 50th show, and of course, I was there for that. And if you saw this past weekend's episode, then you saw the big chase and the fight between Deputy Chris Mastriani and a suspect who was involved in a possible disturbance involving firearms. And obviously, that was quite a chase. A lot of the viewers, they just couldn't believe the intensity level of that show, especially this past weekend. And it just shows the audience, it shows the public what really happens out there day to day, no matter if it's in a big city or the small town, law enforcement putting their life on the line, protecting life and property. They truly are heroes. They truly are putting it all on the line. And this show just every weekend, it just shows exactly what law enforcement is involved in. The mundane, the funny, and the extremely dangerous. This show has done quite well. As a matter of fact, I think that it really has surprised the production company. It has definitely surprised A&E and probably even the departments that are involved in the show. It surprised everyone how well it's done. It's been, for the last 3 weeks, the number one cable show on Friday and Saturday. In fact, it's doing so well that they just ordered up 100 more new shows, 100 new shows that will bring them well into 2018 and probably beyond. I wouldn't be surprised if the show wins a number of awards, and it really is quite the show, and it really is eye-opening to many people, and I don't think that they maybe had quite the grasp on how widely it would be received, but you would be surprised the number of people and the makeup of the people that are watching, all sorts of people, young and old. Just go to Twitter on any Friday or Saturday night and you can see all of the people who are commenting, all of the people who are following. They come from all backgrounds, all races, all nationalities, and certainly I think that the live PD show has had quite an effect, positive effect, on the community. Now, Kevin Lawrence, he's also a deputy with the Richland County Sheriff's Department in South Carolina, and Chris Mastriani, the deputy who was involved in that chase and battle with the gentleman who had, he held his child, very small child in his arms and fought with the deputy. Both of those deputies will be in studio with A&E this weekend, so you won't want to miss that. I think they'll be talking more about that event. But it's a great show. This past weekend really shows how people are. This suspect could have pulled over. He could have, he had a firearm. He had some drugs. He may or may not have been involved in a disturbance. But he could have pulled over and cooperated with police, but chose to lead the deputy on a pursuit of 90 miles an hour, flipping his car. And we talk very often about people who are disruptive, disorderly, defiant, armed suspects who just don't care about the law. They have no respect for the law. They have no respect for law enforcement. And we just did a training on that about 3 weeks ago. In fact, you can find that audio training right here. Just go to the library section and click on to Disruptive, Disorderly, Defiant, Armed Suspects, and I think you'll find that training very, very interesting. Today, we are talking about giving back to the community. We're talking about how we can make a difference above and beyond our everyday employment. And we have a special guest coming from Tulsa, Oklahoma. We'll be talking to Jason Starr coming up later in this hour. We have a whole lot of things that we want to talk about today. We got a lot of breaking news. Definitely, that is a topic that we have no shortage of. We can definitely talk about the breaking news every single day. We could talk for hours about all the breaking news, but we do have some breaking news headlines that we want to share with you coming up here in a few moments. We also are going to be talking about some heat-related emergencies. The heat out there, I mean, no matter where you're at in this country in the last few days, it has been in the high 90s and even 100 already in this early part of July. And if you're working outside, you're working on patrol, you're working any place where you can be affected by the sun, there are some things that you need to know, and we're going to be talking about that here in a moment. We've got a lot of information to share about our memorial service. We have information coming up. We'll be sharing in the next week or two about some special free training that we're doing across the country. You don't have to pay a nickel, not a penny. You can come. It'll be free, wide open to anyone, member or non-member alike. But we do have a whole bunch of stuff happening, and we're glad that you're with us. We're also, we want to mention our sponsors today, Body Armor USA. If you are in need of a stab vest because you work corrections or you work someplace where knives are the preferred weapon and not firearms. If you need a quality vest, if you need some protective gear, whether that be gloves or any other protective solutions, BodyArmorUSA.com. We've got what it takes to protect you. Check them out today, BodyArmorUSA.com, and they will take care of you. In fact, if you just mention to them that you are a member of Private Officer International, they're going to give you a discount, and they're going to take care of you and treat you like a special customer. In fact, we just had a POI member sent us an email this past week telling us what a great job that they did. And not only were they extremely professional, but of course they took care of them and got them the right equipment that they needed. Call up my friend Ben Rockman over at Body Armor USA, area code 516-817-1666. Again, that phone number is area code 516-817-1666. Or check them out online today at BodyArmorUSA.com. They will take care of you. I guarantee it. We have a lot of sponsors who are interested in being part of the show. And if you want to be part of the show, if you would like to sponsor our program, if you would like to have a little advertisement for your company, your service, your business, contact us today at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. You'll be glad that you did. We're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we've got a lot more information coming up.
Surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6997 or visit woundedwarriorproject.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat Radio right here on this Thursday morning, the 13th of July. Holy cow, is it hot out there. Even at this hour of the morning, we are sweating bricks, as they used to say. We told you at the beginning of the show we've got a great guest coming in today, and we're really excited about having Jason Starr, the owner of Star Protective Service from Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the air with us in just a few moments. He's going to be talking about some very special community services that he is offering and why he has chosen to do so. Jason has seen a need there in Tulsa, and he just wants to do something to help his community, and we're excited to have him on the air in just a few moments. But before we do that, of course, we always have breaking news. We always have announcements that we need to make. And so today is no difference at all, even at this early hour of the morning. But we're going to start off with a couple of quick announcements. Remember, the Private Officer Memorial Services are coming up just about 6 weeks away. And if you, your organization, church, school, or business would like to get involved and maybe sponsor one of those special services at your place of business, your church, your school, or someplace there in your community, be sure to send an email at helpdeskprivateofficer.com or give us a call at area code 704-831-8109 Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. in the morning until 5 p.m. Banker's hours. That's right. We don't work weekends. Yes, we do. We're open 24/7, but our business office is only open Monday through Thursday. So you can send us an email anytime, 24/7, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Let us know that you want to sponsor a memorial service there at your community, your church, business, whatever it might be. We'll be glad to give you a call and kind of give you more information on how to do that and how to get involved. We're going to be posting in a couple of weeks the schedule. Right now it looks like Texas, Ohio, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee again this year, possibly Florida, and maybe all the way to California if the stars align correctly. And we'd like to do as many as we can. We'd like to do at least 30 memorial services. If you can't sponsor one, please go to our website and donate. It's very important that you assist us once a year in our annual fundraising as we raise funds not only for the memorial service but also for the benevolent fund, which assists security officers injured or killed in the line of duty. We can only do what you, the membership, you are our friends, our followers, our social media groupies, only what you allow us to do. If you help us financially, we can do a lot more work. If you don't help us, then we just can't. We take out of our pocket many times, but it's just not feasible or possible to do it on a regular basis. So please, if you can't sponsor a memorial service, you can at least donate something. This is only done once a year. We're not asking you to donate every day, every week, or every month. We're just asking once a year. Go to our website at privateofficer.com. Click on the benevolent page on that link and donate today. Or if you need more information, just send us an email, helpdeskprivateofficer.com, helpdeskprivateofficer.com. We also will be announcing some free training events coming up as well. Going to be sponsoring those August through October. If you'd like more information about that, just sign up for our weekly newsletters and breaking news, and you'll get the information right there on those newsletters or through an email from our office coming up here in the next couple of weeks. We have a lot going on. We're also working hard, very hard, on structuring a number of brand new Armor College schools and Armor Tech schools throughout the country. And if you own a private security training school or medical school, or you'd like to become part of Armor College or Armor Tech, just send them an email. Send it to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armor College, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org, or give her a call at 804-290-4388. We got some breaking news. We'll be telling you about that. And then here in a few moments, we'll be talking to Jason Starr from Starr Protective Service, and we are really excited to have him on the air. I don't know if you heard about this story coming out of Dallas, Texas, in the last couple of days. It's kind of a sad situation. A loss prevention agent for CVS Pharmacy got into his vehicle and chased a suspected shoplifter through town until the vehicle crashed. He confronted the shoplifter and then shot and killed him. Police have arrested the loss prevention agent identified as Julio Revacaba, and police do not know why he chased the suspect, what prompted him to get into a confrontation and use deadly force, but certainly, you know, it's not normal, not standard procedure for LP agents to carry firearms and definitely not to use deadly force. I don't know of any LP agents that are working for the store that carry firearms, and few actually carry any type of self-defense weapons. A few retailers do allow their agents to carry handcuffs, big deal. You can't really stop a bullet with a pair of handcuffs. But in this case, it certainly sounds like the LP agent went way, way, way too far. Keeping with the pharmacy drugstore theme, over in Henrico County, that is part of the Richmond metro area in central Virginia, an armed robber on Tuesday, I believe it was, went into the Walgreens store there, and that situation turned horribly, horribly bad when, before he could rob it at gunpoint, police surrounded the store. I don't know how they got wind of it, whether it was a silent alarm or maybe a shopper that saw the robbery in progress and notified police, but they surrounded the store before he could get out. Now, the armed robbery suspect really ended this hostage situation very, very tragically when he committed suicide in the store. Armed robberies of pharmacies are not uncommon. We see that quite a bit. We hear about it, especially robbers who want drugs, oxycodone and other high narcotic, and sometimes they go bad. Sometimes they do have shootings. Sometimes there are hostage situations. Really a bad, bad situation. If you're a fan of American Idol back when it was on, Home Depot loss prevention agent in Whitehall Township, Pennsylvania, stopped a shoplifter in the Lehigh County area who allegedly took 15 gallons of driveway sealer. According to law enforcement, the suspect put up a struggle with the LP agent and began biting the store security agent in a struggle to get away and was later subdued until law enforcement could get there. He's been arrested on assault, theft, and a number of other charges. Coming out of East Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you know, this is kind of a heartbreaking story. A police officer from Jarrett Police and Iberia Parish Sheriff's Deputy, both arrested for Medicaid fraud. It seems like they and several other people hooked up with a company that provides home care and evidently billed Medicaid for hours that really wasn't worked. One police officer has been fired. The deputy, I believe, is said to have quit. This company has been under investigation and given warnings previously, according to the news release, and it's unfortunate that law enforcement would involve themselves in such a fraudulent act. San Francisco, California, oh my goodness, Mark Zuckerberg. He lives outside of the San Francisco area in a trendy area. He has, of course, a private security staff that guarded him round the clock, you know, 24/7. But they say that William Gordon Kinzer has repeatedly harassed the security officers, have disobeyed their request to get off the property. Eventually, police were notified, and he was arrested. He's been arrested several times, actually. But just again this week, he's been charged with trespassing and harassment. Police in Porterville, California, say that they responded to a call for assistance at 99 Cents Only store. They said that when they arrived, they were met by Carmen Bootram, 18, who was armed with a knife. She did not cooperate with officers and posed a threat to them and was shot. She is in stable but critical condition at this time. And police there say that the woman was acting strangely within the store, and that's why store personnel called for law enforcement backup. In Bexar County, Texas, a juvenile detention facility security officer there was arrested after it was found out that he was having a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old female inmate. 23-year-old Jaquel Jamal Spell was fired from his job and arrested. He is still currently being held at the Bexar County Jail. He's charged with numerous counts. It is illegal, by the way, for a jailer or a teacher or anyone else who has authority over you to have sex with you, even if you are of age, which in this case the inmate was not. But even if she was of age, she could not legally have sex with the jailer or guard or security officer because it's against the law in every state. Have you seen this story? It's been making the rounds on the internet as well as in the media. Atlanta, Georgia company is now offering canines, and this is really nothing new. There's other companies who have done it years past. But a new company is offering canines who will come to your house, to your office, and search it. They are trained drug dogs, and they will search out for drugs in your home. And one father said that his son, who loved to play sports, he wished that he had the service back then because he died of a heroin overdose. According to a recent article in the Atlanta area, Stealth Vigilance, the CEO, Jeff Beckwith, said that he and another former law enforcement officer started the company in Raleigh, North Carolina, to help families to be able to decide whether or not the child has a drug problem, whether or not there are drugs in the home. And yes, in case you're wondering, it is legal as long as the parent or the guardian has custodial rights to that property, whether it be a home or a business. They definitely have the right to have it searched by drug canines or law enforcement or whoever they decide to search it. In Greensboro, North Carolina, a 24-hour arcade business, which also serves food and drinks, was robbed Monday early in the morning. The Aquarium Arcade at 3501 Summit Avenue, they said that two men came in, and not only did they rob the building, the business, but they quickly disarmed the security officer. Again, it may have been a situation where he just wasn't on his toes. We constantly warn security personnel to be alert at all times. Unfortunately, we see many security officers that do get disarmed, and even some that have their own weapons used against them. Last year, I believe there were three security officers that were killed with their own firearms. Police say they have not made an arrest in this robbery and that the case is still under investigation. In Ashburn, Virginia, a security officer there was just about plowed down by a man with his vehicle Sunday morning in the Provincetown Drive area. Alan M. Miller, 27, has been arrested for DUI and attempted assault after law enforcement who was called to the scene spotted the man trying to actually run over the security officer. Police took him into custody, and he faces a number of charges. Over in Davenport, Iowa, a place where we're actually opening a new campus in Des Moines, Iowa, Parmar Security, which has been around for a number of years, has come up with their own method, their own way of recruiting and hiring qualified talent. It's called Grow Our Own Program, and it seeks to create its own potential talent pool by the people who work there, people that other employees know, and they develop students as well right out of high school to work for this company. In Southbury, Maryland, police there say that two off-duty state troopers working security over the weekend shot several rounds at several men who were shooting at each other. Both men involved in the gunfight, 27-year-old Michael T. Ward Jr. and 21-year-old Joaquin M. Griffin, are dead. But state police don't know whether the off-duty troopers' bullets are the ones who killed the men or if they killed each other. They're waiting for an autopsy to come back. Again, nothing new. We've seen this happen time and time again. While law enforcement working off-duty as security, they have to get involved in these situations, and sometimes it ends up tragically. Albuquerque, New Mexico police there say that a man armed with a machete attacked private security officers. According to police, Jeffrey Kading was armed with a machete when he attacked them after being told to leave the property. He's taken into custody, and he's remanded on felony drug charges and assault with a deadly weapon. Over in the Raleigh area, the PNC Arena has added explosive dogs to their security team, the Raleigh, North Carolina PNC. It's a large event arena. They host things like the Carolina Hurricanes, as well as Gale Force Sports and Entertainment. They have entered into an agreement with K2 Solutions to also have dogs, explosive dogs, to do a search prior to an event and while the event is ongoing. It is a national trend. We have seen other arenas, hospitals, and high target areas also go to having their facilities searched by private explosive dogs. And I think you're going to see more and more of this as we go on. In Las Vegas, Nevada, police there, Metro Police, are searching for armed robbers who attacked and robbed two different armored cars in the last 30 days. Police do have several photos of them. They say the men who were armed accosted the armored truck security officers and got away both times with unspecified amounts of cash. It appears to be the same couple of guys doing these hits. They probably, you know, they realized they got away with it a couple of times and, you know, tried a few more times. In New York, a state trooper was shot and killed by an active duty Army soldier. Police responded to his home on a domestic violence situation. As a state trooper was going up the driveway, he was shot and killed. Trooper Joel Davis died. He leaves behind a family, and he is a four-year veteran, 36 years old, four-year veteran of the New York State Police. The suspect later turned himself in to other officers. As I said, there's always a lot of stuff in the news. We never have a shortage of the news to bring you. And if you need to see what's happening, sign up for our newsletters and our breaking news alerts. Go to privateofficer.com. Right there on the front of the page, you're going to see sign up for newsletters. Plain English, it says it on the top of the page. Don't be afraid. You're going to find a lot of information, news, training events, and all kinds of good stuff in those news alerts and newsletters. And you know what? Best of all, they are free. That's going to do it for this news segment. We are going to be talking in just a few moments to our guest of the program, Jason Starr from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's going to be telling us today about his program to help the community who is facing a number of shootings and violence. And he has come up with a way to help out his community and to do it free of charge, actually. And we're going to let him tell us more about that coming up in a few moments. Remember, if you're not a member of Private Officer International, join today. All you have to do is go to our website, privateofficer.com. Sign up for membership. You're going to receive more than 40 member benefits, including discounted training services, discounts on renting vehicles, hotels, credit union, and you're going to get a free will and testament every year updated. You're also going to have access to our staff, to mentor programs, to our chaplain service, all sorts of things that most associations and groups just don't have. So go to our website today and sign up at privateofficer.com. Coming up in just a few moments, our guest will be on the air, and we'll be talking to him. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, hopefully our guest will be on the air.
Slow down.
Slow down and move over.
And move over. When you see lights,
vests, I'll be flaggers.
Please, give us some room. Slow down and move over. When you need us,
we've got your back.
You have ours.
You got our back?
You got ours? You got our back? Please, slow down.
And move over.
I want to welcome you back this morning to the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Thursday morning, the 13th of July. And boy, it's steamy out there. It really is. Yesterday, the high was 96 degrees in Charlotte, North Carolina. And, you know, on the East Coast, it's not so much the temperature, the thermometer number, while that's important. Sometimes it's more about the humidity. And I was telling someone yesterday about the days when I used to work down in South Alabama where even at 2 in the morning you had humidity and your uniforms would be drenched in sweat. If you are working outside during these hot, hot summer days, the dog days of summer, there are definitely some things that you need to know. There are some things that you need to do to stay cool and to prevent heat-related emergencies. Let me give you a couple of indicators that's going to tell you that you're in trouble. First of all, we all know what sunburn is. We know that it's a painful red and warm skin, and it can blister up and really be very painful. That's not too serious. The next area that really becomes a little bit more concerning is called heat cramps, and that involves somebody who is involved in physical activity, construction workers, or people out running, doing physical work in the sun. We need you to drink a lot of water or sports drinks like Gatorade. We need for you to rest periodically to cool down out of the sun and make sure that you are regulating your body temperature, you're sweating. If you are experiencing muscle pain or spasms, you have heavy sweating during your workout or while you're working out in the sun, then you need to sit down in the shade and cool off because that is a sign of potential problems. Heat exhaustion is really a situation that we're very concerned with. That is a much more extreme and severe medical emergency. You have to, if you are sweating, if you have cold, pale, clammy skin, if you have a fast or a weak pulse, nausea, vomiting, muscle cramps, headaches, you have to immediately move to a cool place, whether that be under a shade tree or inside a air-conditioned vehicle or building. Loosen your clothes. You can cool down your body with cold washcloths or towels. You can even take a cool bath or jump into a lot of industrial businesses have showers for decontamination. You can even jump into one of those or cool off with ice. Heat stroke is really an extreme. By the way, if that doesn't help, you definitely need to call 911 and get medical care responding to you. Heat stroke is really the extreme level of a heat-related medical emergency. In this situation, you could lose consciousness. You could be confused. You could have nausea, dizziness, headaches. You could have a strong and rapid pulse. Your skin is going to be hot, red, dry, or damp, and your body temperature is really going to increase substantially. It's going to go way up into the 102, 103 range or even more. So you really, really need to stay on top of that situation. It is an emergency crisis. You do need to call 911. Don't put it off. People can die and do die from heat stroke every year. They just don't recognize how serious the emergency is, and they don't get medical assistance in time. And unfortunately, it happens to firefighters, law enforcement, construction workers, and everyday people that's just out working out or for a jog or just doing normal stuff out in the yard. Be aware of your body. Know when it's a crisis. Know when to get out of the sun. be sure to drink a lot of fluid, wear loose clothes, not too loose, wear loose clothes, light colored clothes, drink a lot of fluids, and take a lot of breaks. And so, see, there's an excuse. You can tell your boss, I need to take a break because I'm sweating, I'm not feeling well, the heat is getting to me, and it's a legit concern. We have, over the years, provided water to companies and security personnel, and we strongly recommend that you always keep a cooler with cold water. You know, we don't want that lukewarm stuff that's been in the back seat of the car for 3 days. We want the stuff that is extremely cold to cool down the body. And there's one more note of caution. If you are working patrol, if you're working in a vehicle, remember the vehicle interior has, during the summer especially, the interior of the vehicle has heated up to about 120, 130 degrees, and that's not really the best place for you unless you are constantly running your AC. So just be very cautious, monitor your body, and take the appropriate actions. Don't be afraid to go to the hospital, the ER, or call 911. We're going to be talking to our guest, Mr. Jason Starr from Tulsa, Oklahoma, coming up in just a few moments. We are back from the break. Welcome back to the Private Officer Radio Show. We've got our guest for the day on the radio right now, Mr. Jason Starr from Tulsa, Oklahoma. How are you doing out there in Tulsa today, Jason?
Doing good. Trying to stay cool from this heat.
I can definitely understand that. We've got the same thing happening here on the East Coast. We appreciate you taking the time to give us a call. We wanted to talk with you a little bit about what's happening. We read a little bit about what's happening out in Tulsa, and if we could just kind of get a little backstory about your company and what kind of company you have, what you do, and then we'll kind of talk about what's going on in Tulsa and the new service that you're offering to the folks out there.
Sure, no problem. My business partner will probably be calling in too. I gave him the number so he can call in. So pretty much we started Star Protective Services. I started it back in 2015. Mainly as the main security we normally do is just events, concerts. We do some bodyguard work. We're contracted with a couple of music labels here, so we provide their security for them whenever they do shows or they go on tour. But like I said, we do a lot of the concerts, a lot of local artists, so we know a lot of the people in the community. So when this event happened Sunday night, It was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. We pretty much said enough is enough. We've got to do something.
Okay, and my understanding, Jason, is that what happened out there in Tulsa, you know, Tulsa's got some rough neighborhoods just like any other city.
Correct.
They do have some shootings and murders and whatnot. And my understanding is that there's been some drive-by shootings and some young people have gotten hurt. Just people out having a good time at picnics and family barbecues and neighborhood events. And I think I heard even a child was injured. Is that right?
No, the female that was killed, she's 20 years old. So luckily no children or, you know, young children were hurt because they were out there. You know, it's a typical Sunday.
Right.
They always do a community softball game on Sundays out there. And so a lot of families go out there. And it was around 8 p.m., so the sun was going down. It was starting to cool down, so a lot more people were starting to come out. So, but, yeah,
so now
tell
us a little bit about what you're doing and why you decided to get involved. There's a lot of security companies in the Tulsa area and Oklahoma City area, and why did you decide to get involved?
Again, it goes back to the type of security we provide. You know, we mainly do concerts and shows, and again, we know a lot of people in the community, and, you know, like I said earlier, it was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. We wanted to give back, and I'm kind of upset that I didn't think about it before, but you know, Sunday night just really hit me. And when I woke up Monday morning, after speaking with my business partner, Kevin Ferguson, you know, we both agreed that, hey, you know, let's just offer free security services. Now, that's not free security services for everything. This is only for, you know, nonprofit family outings. You know, if you're charging people to go to your event or selling, you know, any type of merchandise, then, yeah, we're going to expect to get paid for our services. But
right.
If it's just a family outing.
You decided to step in and help out the community and offer your armed security officers, and you're looking for folks who are out there, nonprofits, having a good time trying to help out the community. Tell us exactly what type of service are you providing. Are you providing on-site armed security? Are you doing mobile patrols?
It's more on-site. We don't really do mobile patrols. It's mainly on-site. You know, we'll have guys that'll come out, myself included, my business partner included. You know, we'll go out there and we'll, you know, patrol the park area, make sure, you know, no
right.
one's up to no good, and just do our best to try to keep our community safe.
And go ahead, Jason.
What's that?
That sounds very admirable of you, and I'm sure that you and your business partner have considered, obviously, it could be dangerous. You know, there could be drive-bys or fights or gang war-type situations. Have you given thought to all of those things if something like that was to happen?
Yeah, we've given thought to it. I mean, we've talked about it, but, again, we know the community that we're working in, so a lot of people know us, so we're hoping that with a lot of people knowing us, that, you know, some good and some bad, we're hoping that that's going to be, you know, ammo enough for our overall objective is just have badges and guns out there. That way, when people show up who are intent on doing harm, they'll see the badges and the guns out there, and it'll make them think twice before, you know, they start popping off any shots or go out there and start any kind of mess. So.
Well, I myself have been in this business, both law enforcement and security, for 4 decades, and our security firm has provided a number of similar services. We did some housing projects. We did some Halloween parties, some summertime events. We did some fundraisers for nonprofits, and it's a good feeling to feel like you're giving back to the community, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and I made a Facebook Live video last night thanking the community, and I was letting them know that, you know, this is just the best feeling in the world, just knowing that you're going out there and you're helping someone and not expecting anything in return. That's just, man, I can't tell you how good it feels. Like, it's just amazing.
I certainly understand. Have you talked to law enforcement? What's their feedback on what you're doing? What do they think?
I've reached out to a couple of friends of mine. Again, some of the guys that are on my team are actually certified law enforcement. So they're all for it. They're all for going out there and volunteering their own time. I've talked to a few guys with the department. And, you know, again, their whole thing is, you know, well, just be careful, because some people don't look at security as the same as they look at police. So they may try to run us over. But, again, I mean, that's just a chance that we're all willing to take. It's just like if we was working a concert or event. So.
Right, right. Now, are there any other security agencies that have come in and partnered with you on this, or is it just your company?
As far as agencies, no. We did have a guy that we worked with in the past. He reached out on Facebook to us today and actually posted that he's also going to be offering his security services. He does more bail enforcement and fugitive recovery. But here in Oklahoma, I guess as long as you have that license, you still have to have an armed guard license. So technically he can still do security. So he reached out to us and let us know that he's also going to be offering his services free of charge for the community. So I'm hoping we get a lot more on board. You know, it'd be nice to show up to a community outing and have, you know, 15, 20 guys out there. That'd be awesome. But
right.
If it happens, it happens.
Well,
if not, you know,
great,
we're going to do the best we can.
Beauty. It sounds like you stepped up when you saw the problem, And that's why we wanted to have you on the radio program to kind of see what's going on out there and why this was important to you. But it sounds like you're doing a great job, and hopefully it all goes, you know, well, and there's nothing serious that happens. As you know, things can happen any place, any time.
Right.
Well, we appreciate your time. Jason Starr, or Jason, give us the name of your company again, and if you have a website, your web address, how people could reach you if they want to reach out to you.
The company is Starr Protective Services, LLC. That's S-T-A-R-R, two R's. We don't have a website, but you can reach out to us on Facebook, facebook.com/StarProtectiveServicesLLC. And you can also email us, StarProtectiveServices@gmail.com.
Well, very good. Appreciate your time, Jason. Stay safe out there. And we'll touch base with you here in a little bit, maybe a month or so, and see how things are going again.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
All right. Stay safe. Thank you very much. That was Jason Starr of Starr Protective there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He has stepped out and reached out, and he is trying to protect his community the best that he can, offering the services of his company after a number of shootings at baseball games and other community events. So as you heard, Jason is providing free armed security at picnics or baseball games or other nonprofit events. And we are looking forward to staying in touch with him and seeing how things are going. Of course, we already track the news across the country and definitely in Tulsa and Oklahoma City as well. So we'll give you any updates that we get from either press releases from the police or from Jason himself. But it sounds like what we need to be doing across the country, and that's what this program today is all about. We're talking about community services, how we can get involved, how we can make a difference in our community as private security personnel, public safety officers, or private police. It's not always about the buck. It's not always about money. It's not always about making a million. Sometimes you just have to do what's right. You have to help the community. And just like Private Officer International, we often help security personnel who are not associate members or association members, but it's not always about the dollar. We're going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap this thing up. We really appreciate you being here today on the Private Officer Beat for this Thursday, the 13th, and we'll be right back.
It's a very simple thing. It only takes 2 seconds. We all know we should do it. We all say we do it. But do we? About 35,000 people were killed in motor vehicle accidents last year. More than half were not wearing a seatbelt. A brother, a father, a mother, a best friend. Is it worth it? I lost a sister. Don't let it happen to you and your family. Tell the people.
Of the Private Officer Beat for this Thursday morning, the 13th of July, 2017. We want to go over a couple of things that you can do, but I want to also caution you. It's very important that if you are in a regulatory state, and you should know what that means by now, if you are in a state that requires that security personnel be licensed or that security companies be licensed, you cannot, as an individual, offer your service for a fee to anyone. You can't go out and offer any type of security services. However, if you are volunteering your service and you want to volunteer your service to an organization, you have a right to do that. My, you know, word of caution to you is to make sure that, A, you run it by the regulatory commission that's licenses security personnel there. B, that you have some type of written agreement. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be 15 or 20 pages. If you're a member of POI, you can send an email to us and we can help guide you along. But you have to have something in writing that gives the scope of what your duties are, the hours, location, and that it's you're offering free services to this organization and what your duties will be and won't be, what the limits are. And make sure that you put in there that these services are not being billed and that you're volunteering your time. As long as you have something like that in writing, you'll be good to go. I caution people who have any type of security company these days, if you go out there and you begin charging them a fee, and you don't have a proper license, you could, especially if you garner media attention, you could cause the regulatory agents to come after you and fine you or issue tickets or whatever for operating without the proper license. Also, if you're going to operate, even on a volunteer services, whether you are volunteering your time at the church as a security officer or at a concert or a picnic or a park or whatever it might be, if you are holding yourself out to be a security agent of any type, even on a volunteer basis, I caution you to make sure that you have liability insurance. I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of times that we see people who, you know, they mean well, they have good intentions, but unfortunately they don't have the proper insurance, the proper license, the proper experience, and they get involved in a situation where they wind up being arrested because they hurt somebody, they use deadly force, they chase someone, and it all goes downhill. It all goes south, as we say, and that's not a good situation when you're trying, really, to do a good deed for your community. Liability insurance is very important, even if you are going to volunteer your service, because if something happens and you get into a scuffle, a shooting, anything like that where you use force, or you get involved in a lawsuit situation, the community service that you're providing, the service that you're providing for the church or for the picnic, for the family that's having a wedding or a picnic or barbecue, whatever it might be, they're not responsible because you're an independent agent at that point. They didn't hire you. They didn't pay you. And even though you might have some type of written contract, they're not liable for any actions that you undertake, even though you might undertake it all on their part. Be smart about this. Be prudent. Make sure that you speak to an attorney. Make sure that you have a contract. And at the very least, even if you're in a non-regulatory state or you're in a state where you can volunteer your services, make sure that you have some type of liability insurance in case you get sued. What happens if you get hurt? That's a whole different ball game, a whole different story. We talked about workers' comp here on the radio program many, many, many times. Again, if you are doing this out of the kindness of your heart and you get hurt, nobody is going to be there to pay your salary. Nobody is going to be there to pay your rent, your light bill, your phone, your car payment, your insurance, your kids' daycare. You're going to be a nice guy who's had a bad thing happen to them, and unfortunately, you're not going to have anyone to turn to. You got to do things the smart way, even when volunteering. Normally, if you are a church member and you volunteer at the church to do maintenance and you get hurt, normally the church will cover your expenses. They might not cover 3 weeks of, you know, being laid up at the house or 3 months of being out of work, but they generally do cover your medical bills and maybe give you some pocket money to help pay your bills. But when you are being a good Samaritan and offering this type of service that's very dangerous in an area that you know there's been shootings, you know there's gang activity, you know that you know, there's a good potential of a drive-by. You have to understand that if you get hurt and you don't have the proper insurance, if you get sued and you don't have the proper insurance, if you take any money or what the law calls consideration for payment, whether that be 100 donuts, 10 dozen donuts, or $10 or $10,000, that's called consideration. If you take consideration, then if you're in a regulatory state, you have to be licensed as not only a security officer, but you have to be licensed as a security company. Now, in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma security officers and companies come under CLEAT. That is the organization that is responsible for regulatory laws, training, licensing, and so forth. I know that every security officer and company must be fully licensed, must go through the training in order to operate. There's really no such thing as operating independently. I love helping out in the community. I love offering my services at no charge, but we have to do it very smart and prudently when we're talking about providing security services, whether that be at the ball game, the church, it doesn't matter, high school dance, just for legal reasons, insurance, so many bad things can happen, and I'm not trying to pop a hole in anybody's balloon. I'm not trying to, you know, rain on anybody's parade. I'm just being, you know, legit about this. I'm just being straightforward, straight up, that this is a situation that could go really bad in a really, really quick time. I applaud anyone out there who wants to help their community. And I caution you that before you do it, make sure that you have all of your ducks in a row. If you are a member of Private Officer International and you don't know what paperwork you need, you don't know what license you need, you don't know what insurance you need, you can call us at no charge. We can help you with that. I can help you immediately identify what you can and can't do in your state. I love community involvement. I love community action. And, you know, it's a little different than just being there picking up the trash or sweeping the grounds after the ball game. That, too, could be dangerous. You could fall, you could trip, you could get hurt. And without workers' comp, you might suffer some losses. But at least you're not going to be sued. At least you're not going to be using deadly force. In this situation where we are going to be providing armed security at any event, whether it's free or we're charging, we have to be smart about that. For more information, please contact us at helpdeskprivateofficer.com, helpdeskprivateofficer.com. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Private Officer Beat for this Thursday morning, the 13th of 2017. As we are almost out of time here, be sure to go to our website and sign up today. If you don't get our emails at this time, if you don't have our newsletters, go to privateofficer.com and sign up right there at the front page on the top. If you're not a member, be a member today because there's a lot of benefits. Hey, right now we're offering to help you out to be able to help your community and to set you straight on what's required at no charge. You can give us a call or send us an email. Lots of different benefits of being a POI member, I can tell you that. If you, your church, your school, your company wants to sponsor a POI memorial service, which, believe me, it's going to be a blessing to your community. It's going to open up some eyes. We've had some great responses over the years. Please email helpdeskprivateofficer.com. That wraps it up for today. Until the next time, when we get back here on the radio, be blessed, be safe, and we'll catch you right back here on the radio.